In a press release from the Green Bank Observatory, they announced that for the next 3 years, astronomers from the North American Nanohertz Observatory for Gravitational Waves, or NanoGrav, will have increased access and new technologies to use on the National Science Foundation's Green Bank Telescope in their breakthrough scientific studies of gravitational waves. The new technology and additional observation time is supported by funding from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. Founded in October 2007, NanoGrav's research community has grown to over 150 research scientists and students at over 50 institutions. The Moore Foundation's new $2.3 million award will provide over 600 hours of GBT observing time during each of the next 3 years for the monitoring or timing of over 60 rapidly spinning millisecond pulsars. These observations, combined with over 15 years of timing data from the GBT and the recently collapsed Arecibo Observatory, should enable NanoGrav to directly detect extremely low-frequency gravitational waves from supermassive black hole binaries throughout the universe. It will also enable a wide variety of exciting astrophysics with neutron stars. This research will take advantage of a new ultra-wideband receiver and digital instrumentation for the GBT, funded by a 2019 award from the Moore Foundation and in development by the staff of the Green Bank Observatory. The new receiver will operate at frequencies of about 0.7 to 4 gigahertz, a sweet spot for observing pulsars. The new technology has the potential to double the precision of NanoGrav's measurements, making it more sensitive to distant sources of gravitational waves. NanoGrav's improved data will also be used for other scientific explorations, such as seeking out subtle effects from Einstein's general relativity. The ultra-wideband instruments will also provide new insight into fast radio bursts and other radio transient phenomena. The new ultra-wideband receiver and digital instrumentation will make NanoGrav's GBT observation time much more efficient. While the hours available are less than those on Arecibo, the receiver's sensitivity and new capabilities will allow them to reevaluate their targets, selecting those that are best observed by this new technology, yielding better data. The new Moore Foundation funding exemplifies how a public-private partnership can enable breakthrough science, with private funding from Moore and public funding from the National Science Foundation. The Green Bank Observatory is a facility of the National Science Foundation and is operated by Associated Universities, Incorporated. NanoGrav is funded as a National Science Foundation Physics Frontiers Center. Additional funding is provided by the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation for technology development and observations. You can find a link with this story at our website to find out more about the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.